Hi, everyone. Welcome to our Thursday night show, Enter the Light. Tonight we have myself as the host, Heather Hilton Hartford. We also have Dennis Miranda. We have Carolyn, and we have Thomas Kelso, which I lovingly call Tommy. and we've got some great energy here tonight. And our topic is going to be on self-healing, so we'll discuss that for a short while, and then we'll get into our free reading. So I'm Heather, and I have a website called commongroundhealing.com. I also have a closed Facebook group called Common Ground Cafe and a business page called Common Ground Healing. You can friend me on Facebook at Heather Hilton Hartford. I'd be happy to have you as a friend. And I'm a psychic medium. I'm a healer. I do life-centered therapy. I'm a certified spiritual life coach. And I will pass it off. So who would like to go next? Introduce yourself.
So I'm Dennis. I'm a psychic medium from Australia. I have a website. It's dennismiranda.com, and I do have a Facebook page where you can follow me, where sometimes I do lives with myself and other mediums, and that's Spiritual Connections. Thanks.
Hello.
Carolyn?
My name is Carolyn, and I am a psychic medium and a healer, and I do energy appointments, and I do remote viewing, and I absolutely love what I do, and you can reach me. I have a business page on Facebook under Carolyn, and it's Carolyn with a K, K-A-R-O-L-Y-N. And on Instagram, you can find me under Carolyn Joy Medium.
Hi, well, my name is Tommy Kelso. I'm also a psychic healer medium. Website's kind of under construction, so you can actually reach me at tomkelso22@gmail.com. I'm very passionate about this process and self-healing, and glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Awesome. Thank you, everybody. We've got a great team on here tonight. So let's get right into our topic, self-healing. Would anybody like to start?
Sure, yeah.
Go right ahead, Dennis. Awesome. Thank you.
Cool. Self-healing. I believe self-healing is something that we're having to constantly do and we're having to constantly work on. I believe it's not something that's like a one size fits all. It looks different for everyone. It feels different for everyone. And it's consistency. I believe it's a consistent thing that we're needing to work on. So, just when you think you've worked on something or you've healed something, then, something else bubbles to the surface or something else happens, and then we're having to, go back and then work on that again. So, and self-healing is quite an individual thing, I believe. It's not, it's not a one-size-fits-all. It is an individual thing. So, one way to self-heal might not necessarily be the appropriate thing for the next person. It's whatever feels right to you. And sometimes you do that through trial and error as well. So, talking about any issues or mediums and things, sometimes we need to link in with one another and talk about certain things that are going on and struggles that we're having or difficulties we might be having, or not just as a medium, anyone in general with the self-healing, reaching out to someone, having that friend, having that someone that you can reach out to and talk to. And knowing that there's always someone there to talk to, there's always someone to reach out to if you're feeling like you're needing a bit of help or you just need someone to listen. You know, they say that, you know, meditation, yes, meditation's a great way to try and, you know, center yourself and ground and balance your energies. Not everyone can meditate. Some people struggle to meditate. I know I do. That's why I like to go outside. To clear my energies and ground myself in the sunshine, bare feet on the grass. Self-healing, it's difficult to try and pinpoint because I do find it is such an individual thing. And also what comes with that is healing from self. Healing ourselves, especially with our traumas, past traumas, could be past life traumas, all sorts of things can bubble to the surface. You just don't know, which sometimes can take you by surprise. You can be quite surprised as to what, you know, you think you've healed from something, but really you might have just scratched the surface earlier. But I personally believe certain things do arise to the surface because it's a way of trying to get our attention to say, hey, listen, I need to heal from this or I need to heal from that. You know, you may have scratched the surface before, but sometimes we need to dive deeper. So that's where a healer can be really, really beneficial, reaching out to healers that can help you really dive deep and try and figure out what that is and what needs to be healed and how. Like I said, sometimes it could be a past life trauma or anything. It could be a whole plethora of different things. That's kind of what I think. I'll pass it on to the next person.
I think that Dennis, you hit it right on the nail there. I think that was well stated. I know for me, you know, when I started scuba diving, that was just like this amazing spiritual experience, being underwater and seeing the underwater life. When I started to learn to meditate, that kind of opened doors for me too. And then, you know, sometimes it can be difficult if you don't know how to meditate or if it's difficult to just kind of ground yourself. Or, you know, another way is you can use binaural beats on YouTube. There's many free, some are 8 hours long. You know, you can sleep with them, you can meditate. But the binaural beats, the frequencies that work to help you get to that level, you know, theta, delta, and those seem to work pretty well too. I've had some good experiences in the past, and I've recommended those two for others. But as far as, like you said, self-healing, you know, we're all at different levels and at times different places, you know, in terms of trying to maybe make yourself feel better. Maybe you're kind of in a negative spot energetically, and, you know, you need a little bit of help. For me, you know, I like to bring down some energy and kind of go through my chakras and clean them off, polish them a little bit, and get rid of the negative energy, and then trying to stay present also, I think, is very helpful. First, focusing on thoughts, you know, from yesterday or tomorrow, because, you know, what we know is obviously the past, we get kind of depressed or we get anxiety thinking about the future. So being present is helpful on an everyday basis. But, you know, I sometimes too struggle with trying to regularly meditate. You know, our busy lives, things get in the way. But just always trying to make a little bit of time, and even breathing also makes a big difference too. Being aware of your breathing patterns, you know, all these little things can kind of formulate a plan to work towards a healthy mindset. Spirituality, I think, is very, very important. So that's my thoughts.
Great, Tommy. You know, this is Carolyn. I really love to teach my clients in self-healing to knowing and returning to the truth of who they are. So they're not necessarily receiving my energy per se. They are, it's a recall of recalling our truth and the energy that we all carry and hold with us on a day-to-day basis. And so, as I said, it's a recall and just a pointing back towards the truth of who they are. And the truth, when I say truth of who we are, what I'm referring to is, you know, who we are as our higher selves, who we are as our spirit energy. And you know, all that you can imagine we are on the other side, you know, such as joy, peace, happiness, incredible manifestors. That is our truth, and we don't lose that within ourselves or within our spirit once we come into this life, into our bodies. And so I really just love to point the people back in that direction. And the more and more that you take on that knowing of that truth of who you are, all that is not in alignment with that, with you, will, you know, begin to, layers will begin to come off. And clients will ask me, you know, how do I know what I need to heal? And often, if something's coming up in your life that is, you know, some kind of bother or trigger or has you upset, that is your soul, that is your higher self pointing you in that direction, saying, hey, I don't want to carry this anymore. I want to release this. So that's your best indicator, is if something is triggering you, there is a seed underneath there for you to look at, and something that is attempting to release off of your truth. So yeah, so that's what I really love to coach my clients towards, is just remembering who they are. So yeah, that's what I have to say on that.
That is so important. You all just really had some wonderful things to say about this, and just spot on. You know, I've been through quite a bit of self-healing over the past several years, and still go. I mean, we're all going through it, and we'll continue to go through it. That's what we're here for. And I noticed that definitely reaching out to others in human contact heals. You know, we all learn from each other's stories. It's not something it's not something that you should isolate yourself with, and, you know, never to be ashamed to reach out and say, hey, look, I'm having a really shitty day. Can somebody, you know, talk me out of this dumpster? And to me, that's very helpful. Also, you know, thoughts and feelings affect everything. What comes through our minds as our thoughts, and what comes through our hearts as our feelings, it even affects the food and the water you ingest. I'm sure all of you have seen the study that's gone out there where they discovered that negative or positive words said in front of a glass of water changes its cellular structure. So, you know, so when I fill a glass of water, I say thank you and I love you for nourishing my body, and it just, it makes me feel good. I'm not that great at meditation. Well, and to add on that, what I just said about the water, it's the same with the food. You know, sometimes I'll have some food that sometimes doesn't agree very well with me, but I also talk to it. And some people think I'm insane, but, you know, it just feels better. Everything is made of energy, and everything responds to your energy. But as far as meditation goes, that's really a great way to heal as well. I'm not very good at meditation myself, but Tommy, when you were talking about the sound frequencies, that's exactly what I do. I go on YouTube and I actually search them out. I find different frequencies in different channels and figure out which one feel. I don't necessarily look at the title or the number. It's whatever feels right to me in that moment, and then I'll just lay there and I'll use that frequency because I resonated with it. And if I resonate with it, that means I need it. And that's been very, very helpful to me. Also, movement, energy, like our meridians and everything in our body is flowing. It's in constant movement. So our bodies need movement. Energy needs, even the subtle energies in our bodies need movement. And in order to move that energy through, that healing energy through, and get your meridians flowing and get your blood flowing and, you know, your immune system and all that. Breathing is very important. It's the breath of life. Breathing and movement move energy. I really like Qigong. It's very powerful for me. And also, I noticed recognizing my habits and my limited self-beliefs. Just realizing that I have those, because we all have those. And when I stopped and realized, you know what? What are my habits that I need to release? What are my negative thoughts I'm putting into myself and out into the energy field that I need to recognize? And then when I discover that, I figure out how to release it. Sometimes I use Qigong. Sometimes I use sound frequencies. Sometimes I reach out to people. There are so many different ways to help that. And that's why I got into the work of life-centered therapy, to help people. I use muscle testing or energy testing, and I can do it long distances where I find out where a trauma originated, and it can be anywhere in this lifetime or a past lifetime or as an extraterrestrial or anything, attachments, and then we find the story and do an intervention to release it, because we carry a lot of that with us. And sometimes a story can have more than one trauma structure to it.
Mm-hmm.
So we are here to heal and release those dense energies in our body that often can show up as real physical, sometimes life-threatening illnesses.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Have you all seen that? I haven't finished it yet, but just today I started watching that Heal documentary on Netflix. I hope it's okay that we mention that here, but it's incredible, and it has a lot of the popular healers speaking on there, Greg Braden, Michael Bernard Beckwith, Joe Vitale, but lots of great people, and it's really a worthwhile documentary watching. Yeah. And it's all about how we can heal ourselves, you know, chronic illnesses. And they go as far to say on this documentary that, you know, any chronic illnesses that we have, it's really important to integrate Eastern medicine as well as Western medicine, because Western medicine, of course, has incredible discoveries that they've come up with over the years, but just also how important it is to integrate in Eastern medicine as far as energy modalities and, you know, our eating and nutrition, and, you know, the way, just as you said, you know, the way we speak to our food, the way we think about our food, and giving our food gratitude. So I really encourage everyone to watch that documentary.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a cool show.
Yeah.
It really is. And I think I think that's where Western medicine can improve, is by incorporating not just the physical, but incorporating the mind, body, and spirit all together.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, and I know where I live, Reiki and acupuncture are covered by health insurance.
Wow. Oh, nice.
So, yeah, so they're starting to discover that it's, you know, these modalities really work. I mean, these scientific studies are proving it.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
Yeah, I was pretty happy about that.
I know that a lot of hospitals are starting to offer the university hospital in my home state. I know that they now offer, you know, energy, Reiki appointments, and acupuncture, and all these different modalities to it. staff and to the patients. So it's really a huge leap for us.
Yeah.
That they
when
go ahead, hon.
You know, if you...
Yeah, yeah, actually, when I want to say, what is my daughter's 22 now, and she was when she was 14, 15, we were in and out of a children's hospital with her for a couple of years. She has a rare autoimmune disease, and so I was staying with her through these visits. Sometimes they'd be a week long that we'd be in the hospital, and they offered for the parents free energy healing.
That's incredible.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
But it's not advertised as much as it should be.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Tommy here, I just wanted to say that, you know, in this country right now, you know, we have such an epidemic with opioids. I mean, it's rampant. And it doesn't distinguish between rich, poor, young, everybody, even healthcare practitioners. And, you know, when you don't really have a way to try to help yourself or fix yourself, this is an outlet. And you know, unfortunately, you know, it's become, like I mentioned, an epidemic. I mean, there's people... They get hooked, and there's no way of getting off. You know, they'll go to rehab, and then they'll start using again. You know, there's just no outlet. So when we start to understand that there is a spiritual self to us, you know, and I know we have some listeners, too, that have this issue. And, you know, when they start to understand that basically, you know, we can't heal ourselves, you know, we need to reach out and start utilizing some of these potential tools that we mentioned. You know, there's going to be a healing process for sure. So I think that I've known quite a few people where, you know, they've been on this process and that I've been able to kind of work with and get them through. Because these opioids are pretty scary. You know, the way it works on the brain, it's very powerful. You know, it's like a chain around your neck.
It is. And,
yeah.
It's not anybody's, you know, the individual's fault, because it is a physiological thing. And that's hard too. You know, that's near and dear to my heart, that and mental health. And it just needs more love and support.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Western medicine hasn't had that component of love. Now I think the vision between Western and Eastern medicine is starting to gradually fade a little bit. But the love component still, I think, is starting to trickle in. But, you know, the more people are becoming aware and they have access to talk shows or they have access to you know, information, you know, they're going to be able to say, hey, this is what I want from my physician. You know, I want to incorporate this into my treatment process. And you know, we're going to start seeing some results. So.
Yeah. For sure. So,
go on, Heather.
The other thing that I was going to mention about self-healing too is to pay attention to the chakra system and learn more about that. That is the chakra. It's another system in our body that flows, just like our blood flow and the meridians and our lymphatic system and everything. We have a subtle body system, and that needs to be healthy as well, just like the blood flow, in order to keep you healthy. So we'll be talking more about the chakras sometime pretty soon.
Yeah, I have a very simple meditation I do for that, and that's kind of what my little tune-up, you know, that I do regularly, and it definitely helps. Take 5 or 10 minutes a day, and you know, you kind of run through that, and you just feel better. You know, most of us kind of walk around throughout the day, and all these things sticking to us energetically, and you just get kind of weighted down, and it just feels so good to kind of relieve some of that energy that you have.
Well, and Heather, just as you were saying earlier, you know, everything is energy. Every situation, every illness has a you know, every problem, it has an energy that can be communicated with. And, you know, it's very powerful to guide people into, you know, communicating with that energy. You know, let's say that you're dealing with an autoimmune disease or something like that. Well, you know, there are ways to go in and communicate through your higher self and communicate with that illness that your physical body is dealing with, and, you know, ask it, why is it there? What do you need? What are you, you know, why are you here? What, you know, what do you need? What are you looking for? And it's very powerful. And one of the doctors Absolutely. That I previously worked with he's a brilliant cancer oncologist in my home state, but he's also a very powerful, firm believer in Eastern medicine, and he himself is a cancer survivor. And he spent 7 years in a Buddhist monastery just prior to his, but after his cancer treatment. And, you know, he told me that he very much embraced and spoke with his cancer, asked it what it means. And, you know, it was, in his experience, a very powerful part of his healing process.
Wow.
And he's doing great. And he's doing great now. So everything has energy.
You know, it's funny because when I first went into, when I started with my, you know, potential ALS diagnosis, I started with energy healing, and someone said, well, let's talk to your body. And I was like, really? I thought it was bullshit. But
And then it
helped. And so then I went and started studying it and went to classes, and I got certified in this. And I'm like, because sensations, and anything we're dealing with, there's a sensation that's holding that energy. That sensation holds the story. I did a healing on my 20-year-old son. He was having nightmares for years. I did a healing on him. We found the sensation in his body. We found the story, and he hasn't had a nightmare since. And it's been a couple months.
Oh, that's great.
And so it can be like if you're just feeling depressed or you've got shoulder pain, you know, we can say, okay, let's figure out what this dense energy wants to say. And I am blown away at the stories that I hear and the healing that I've witnessed and the healing I've had on myself. Mm. It's truly incredible.
Years ago myself, I'm not ashamed to say this, I received a PTSD diagnosis, and for years I had horrible, horrible, debilitating panic attacks. And as I became more and more in tune with my abilities, I began to communicate with my panic attacks. And, you know, and I learned to no longer fear them. I realized that my panic attack was simply my body trying to communicate with me, saying, I'm holding this memory, I'm holding this situation, and I want to release it. And so I really just started communicating with my panic attacks, and I haven't had a major panic attack in about 3 years now. So it's really incredible.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
If we all take, I think if we all take time out now and then, remembering to take some time out and be a little selfish sometimes to take some time out for our own physical health, our spiritual health, our mental health, all of that, you know, holistically, if we kind of, support one another, help each other out. But if we take time out now and then, when we recognize, okay, I need something, I just need to talk to someone, or I just need time out, I just need, that self-reflection mm-hmm. or that healing or whatever it may be, recognizing the signs when you're feeling overwhelmed or when you're feeling like, okay, everything's just getting too much or whatever it may be, not always knowing that there is someone out there to support you, there is someone out there even just to listen, you know, or healing or, you know, going and seeking out a healer or going out and, you know, getting Reiki done or whatever it may be. There's so many. That's the great thing about nowadays is there's so many, many, many different options available to explore, you know. And if you try one thing and it doesn't work, try something else and then keep trying and keep going and keep going and keep trying until you find something that resonates with you, because that's the most important thing, is when you find something that you resonate with. Because I mean, what resonates for Heather or works for her may not work for me, may not work for you or Tommy or whatever it may be. So there's so right. many different you know, healers out there that, you know, and other modalities that could potentially assist us with our healing and our self-healing and all of that sort of jazz.
For sure. Oh, well, and we should say, I mean, it is important to reach out to a professional to learn about these yeah. modalities and how to best work with the energy and communicate with the energy. So, for sure, that's very important.
Absolutely.
You know, when I went through a complicated grief process when I lost my parents. When my mother died and then my father took his own life shortly after, and, you know, we lost our house in the fire. And so I just had this really complicated process that I didn't quite know how to verbalize it and or how to get it out. So I went to an art therapist and I couldn't even
oh,
draw
wow.
the figure. It was And now I'm doing paintings like crazy. But I seriously couldn't even draw a stick figure. So I went through this process where I used this therapy. It was different modes of art to get those subconscious feelings out. And the healing that I went through art therapy was tremendous. I mean, I had things that I had put down on paper that I had no idea was inside me. And it wasn't even
wow.
a conscious thing that I did. It was just incredible. So art is very therapeutic. Any kind of art, music, any kind of artistic endeavor really pulls stuff out of your subconscious.
Absolutely.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, I love music. I'm a big music lover. I love music. Whenever
yeah,
whenever mood I'm in, I can always find a song that matches my mood.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, and writing is also a very powerful healer. And, you know, I have a friend that runs these incredible writing groups, and she just, you know, they're online. And you just tune in from Zoom and, you know, she gives you these writing prompts. And it's incredible that what comes out just from the prompts, you know, she'll read a poem and whatever sticks out to you in that poem, you know, as I said, she'll give a prompt. But it's amazing what releases and comes out that, you know, you had no idea that it was seeking to be written. So that's a very powerful tool
yeah.
as well.
That was one of the tools I was given, was to meditate for 20 minutes, which was hard for me, but I did it, you know, set my timer, meditate. I actually started at 10 minutes because that's about as long as my attention span is. And then immediately pick up my journal and just start writing whatever came to my mind.
Yeah.
And the other thing
yeah.
that really, really surprised me was she had me go through magazines and whatever words jumped out at me, like whatever words in the writing, the small typed writing, I would cut out. And I wasn't putting anything together. It was just whatever words jumped out at me on the page. So then I'd end up with like
wow.
20 little different words cut out. And then when I was done, I would put all these little words on the table, and I would look at them, and they formed a paragraph. And what the paragraph said was truly incredible. I mean, every time I did it, I was like, wow, how does this work? It was just truly amazing, and it just came from my soul.
Wow.
Anybody can do it, you know? Anybody can do it. It's one of those things. And so, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
And
so many things available.
Like, absolutely. I also feel like I feel Ryan suddenly kind of stepped into my awareness, but people were talking about nowadays, whereas, like, I don't know, 10 years ago compared to now, there are more men that are seeming to coming out of the spiritual closet, but there's more men kind of wanting to work on themselves. There's more men wanting to, and this, I swear this is coming from Ryan, because I'm like, really, you want me to say that? But he's talking about encouraging the guys to not be so afraid to work on themselves, because you know how typically men tend to be a little bit more closed off, and they're not really wanting to, not all, but typically men tend to be a bit more closed off and not really wanting to work on themselves. And they just, you know, it's, you put on that show and you just get on with the job. And some women too, of course, I'm not stereotyping anyone, but it just seems like nowadays, which is the great thing about spirituality and, you know, all the healing modalities that are out there, it encourages everyone and anyone to explore, to work on yourself, to explore yourself, to explore any type of healing and any type of whatever it may be. You know, it's not so taboo anymore like it used to be once upon a time ago. You didn't speak about it, or, you know, you were afraid to, you know, want to reach out to a healer, or want to reach out to, you know, get some kinesiology done, or hypnotherapy, or whatever it may be, art therapy, whatever. You know, it's the great thing, it's more spoken about, it's more, you know, here we are on Blog Talk Radio talking about all this sort of stuff, like, years ago, you know what I mean? So it's more spoken about, and the more that we speak about, you know, mental health and all that sort of stuff, everything, the more we talk about it, the more we get it out there, the more, you know, it doesn't become so taboo, and it makes people realize and understand and know that, you know, it's okay to reach out and try anything, to try different things, and to not be so afraid or scared to want to give things a go. You know, even if people around you are looking at you like you've got two heads, who cares? I mean, you've got to work on yourself. Sometimes we need to be selfish and put ourselves first, if you know what I mean. Sure.
You are so right.
So I had Ryan actually kind of lead me in that direction too.
Awesome.
I'm kind of in the closet with it, but, you know, I haven't really been out there as much as I could be, but, you know, I had a reading with Lynn, which was pretty amazing, but, you know, Ryan came through and he was encouraging, and it was pretty powerful.
That. I don't doubt that. I can just imagine Ryan really getting behind us saying, come on, brother, let's do this. You've got to get out there. You've got to get out there. I can hear him, feeling him saying, come on, you've got to do this. You've got to do it for all us guys out there. Come on, we need more men. I can just I can feel him. He's like, come on.
He did say he was going to bring the men in. He's like, I'm going to get more men in here. Too many chicks.
But I didn't know Ryan until the other side. You know, I just recently, I guess in the last couple of weeks, met Ryan, and he's
cool.
quite an individual. And he comes through all the time, very encouraging. Any questions?
Yeah, we all love Ryan. He's awesome.
So it's almost 8:40, so we should probably start taking callers pretty soon. Does anybody have anything you want to add? Or should we just
I was just gonna say that I do. I applaud all men that are stepping forward into their spiritual abilities and their openness to spiritualism, because it is more rare, and I love that they're owning that within themselves. So I love it.
Yes, awesome. Okay, so let's take our first caller, and we are going to go to, let's go to area code 936.
Oh, my God.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Nicole, and I'm calling from Texas. Yeah,
hi,
Huntsville, Texas.
Hi,
how are you?
Great.
Yeah, I love the conversation. I love the conversation you have because every topic that you guys were pinpointing was something that I was going through. You know,
wow.
Like as far as the meditations go and as far as, you know, the healing modalities and Eastern and Western and the, you know, compensation and bringing it together. You know, I said today that I'd love to see, you know, people in general in the world kind of coming together and kind of, you know, healing each other and healing for, so we can heal ourselves and we can heal other people. That's what it's all about. You know, so I've been feeling a little down, though. I've been feeling my energy has been really off. So I just lost my job. So I was looking to for that healing, you know, and, you know, that's why Jan had told me to call you guys up. And she was like, hey, you know, just give them a call, you know, and just talk them out with everybody and see how everybody's doing. And, you know, like it's good to talk to people, you know, see if they get that out.
Yeah. You know, the first thing I'm getting, Nicole, and if all of you guys are okay with this, can we take like 45 seconds and just silently send Nicole some healing energy, love and light? We just want to send her some healing energy. So let's just do like 30 to 45 seconds. Okay, ready?
Okay.
All right, here you go, Nicole. Take some deep breaths. You might feel some buzzing in your body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now let's take a deep breath out. And let's go on with the reading. Do you have a particular question that you want to ask? Or
I want to know how long was it going to take me to find a new job? Because that's really one of the main things I'm looking for is will I be able to keep my apartment? That's a big thing that's going on right now. I want to be able to be sustainable. That's a big thing. Sorry, I know.
Okay. Yeah, so I do see a big change. This really, is this keeping you up at night? I'm feeling like a lot of anxiety about... So this is a necessary life change for you. Your guides are directing you onto a new path. I'm feeling like the energy of a loss or.
My mom's birthday just passed, and she's coming through really strong. But I'm missing my son. My son and my mom, because I lost my son through my ex and I had broken up many years ago, and I'm very connected with my son, and it breaks my heart because it's like I can hear him. You know, he's alive and everything, you know, and stuff. But I feel like I can communicate with him. You know, telepathically, so to say. So,
well, it's a proven scientific fact that mothers carry the actual DNA cells of their children. So there is a connection there.
And you know, it's a lot of loss, and you know, and my father, and you know, just, you know, a lot of things that I want to get to the surface because I said to myself, I said, I feel like there was a lot of secrets in my family. I feel like a lot of, you know, secretly, they didn't really say anything, You know, I really didn't know. So I'm holding that guilt in, and I've got to release it. I have to let it go in order to move on. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's really important, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, there's healing that needs to happen. This was really a good show for you. You know, it was meant to be for you to be here.
You know,
I was kind of picking up maybe that job wasn't exactly what you
No, it was very stressful. I worked at a McDonald's.
Yeah, right.
Very toxic environment.
Exactly.
It wasn't for me at all, no.
Yeah.
So
right now, it's all
about finding
your passion and what brings you, what sparks that joy in you. And this is an opportunity for that. And it's healing old wounds and moving forward. I'm hearing that. That you're a leader. Did you have a leadership role where you work? Okay. Yeah, you're a leadership type of person.
You need
to be in a position where, because you're a guide for people and you're a very good teacher.
Yeah, kind of like an influencer, you know, in the right way. For people, an inspirer, a kind of a motivator. You know, I went into, you know, a job interview the other day, and the first thing I said is, I said, I want to be a leader. I want to be able to teach people. And it's funny, you know, because it comes so naturally. I'm a natural healer myself, but I've also have to work through the trauma. That's the thing. And we're all different, you know. Some of us are better, like you guys were talking about meditation, and some are better. I'm very good at it. But it's, you have to be able to be in the now, like they're saying. You have to kind of work on your breathing and things like that, and
part of your journey, working on your healing is going to lead you to your life purpose. As you're working,
because I was questionable about that.
You're going to realize, this is what I want to do, or yes, this is the direction I'm supposed to go. So this is very meant to be.
That's great. That's really great. Yeah, it's nice to be able to kind of have an idea of what I need to do, you know.
Yeah,
and
then
it's working within.
Definitely.
Nicole, I want to be able to add for you. This is Carolyn. So I have recently, in the last few months, discovered this for myself. When we make a firm decision for ourselves, it's incredible how the universe will meet us there, because, you know, universal energy meets us where we are, right? In all things, in love, in abundance. So if you have an idea, you know, you mentioned being a leader, if you even have an idea of a specific, you know, corporation or company you'd like to work for, or a business, you know, you'd like to do on your own,
entrepreneurship type thing going on, and you just start, you know, building that, that's where that creativity side comes in. Because I want to write. I want to write. My mom's telling me that she wants me to keep writing, you know. And I said to myself, okay, you know, it's time.
Yeah.
It's getting there.
So just really stand firm in the decision of what you want to do. You know, I want to.
But you know what
begin.
I want to do? I want to be like a public speaker. You know, I want to, people that go into the classroom.
I really want to
try to look into that and see, because I have a lot of stories to tell, and I think I could help the younger generation to kind of, you know, build confidence to be able to move on, or some kind of like a caseworker or something. Like I see that's like where I'm supposed to be. It's like it's coming to me now. I feel like where I'm, you know, in that kind of field, you know.
Sure.
Yeah,
I think that would be good.
Trust that heart pull, you know, whatever direction the your heart is pulling you in, because that's literally your heart energy pulling you, your awareness to a specific area. And trust that, follow it, and stand firm in your decision, and you'll begin, I promise you, you'll begin to have synchronicities of that area showing up for you.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you. Yeah.
Sure.
I feel good. I feel good about it. Yeah.
Dennis, you got anything?
Nicole, this is Dennis. Who had cancer? Someone had cancer.
My mother did.
Okay, because there's the cancer person. I'm like, okay, who the cancer person? I've got the cancer person. So that's mum. Okay, great. Because mum's saying, she almost makes me feel like, and she's saying, "Your sweetheart, you know what you want to do already. It's deep. The ideas have been there for a while.
Yeah.
You just want the validation that, yes, I'm doing the right thing. Is this weird? Because mum's explaining it to me like this. She goes, she knows what she wants to do, but she really wants the validation to let her know that she really is on the right path.
Exactly, yeah,
saying,
that's exactly
it. Well,
yeah.
Here it is. She goes, yeah, she's saying, darling, here it is. This is your son, and this is your validation that you are on the right path, because you know you are. Are you a medium?
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
Okay, thought so. Mum's saying, here it is. This is, you wanted the big flashy sign. Well, here's your big flashy sign. So she's like, you've got this. You know you can do it. And she goes, just trust it. This is all about trusting in you. Yeah, working on yourself, trusting in you, and really – they need you. Mum wants you to take that step, that brave, bold foot forward. And once you do that, keep on going. Keep on going and trusting where you're headed, because Mum's just plain and simply saying, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, good, good, good. Yeah, that's good. I'm excited about it. Yeah, I am.
Feel excited for you. It's great. Yeah, lots of wonderful things come about. Mum's saying, yes, 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 keep going. This is your validation. Well done.
That's
keep
it.
Going.
Oh, good. That makes me cry, because it's nice to hear that. It really is. It's good to
wonderful.
Hear from, you know, my loved one. Oh, that's great.
You're welcome.
That's good. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you.
Yeah.
No problem.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you. You've opened my heart out so much. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Good.
Wow.
Awesome. All right. Well, then we'll talk to you next time. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Nicole. All right.
You have a good night, guys. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We're going to take our next caller, which is 925, area code 925. You're on the air. Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi.
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 Can you hear me?
Who's this?
Yes,
we can hear you.
Fine. All right, just want to make sure. I've never been chosen before, so I'm super excited. My name is Cheryl, and I'm calling from California.
Oh, hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
Awesome.
Hi, Cheryl.
All right. So why don't you shoot us a question, Cheryl?
Well, my biggest question is this impending move that I'm seeing in our future. And I've kind of been struggling whether or not it is a good thing or not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just gonna take a minute to tune in. So there's some difficulty in taking that step forward. This is a cycle and it reminds me of the phrase, nothing changes if nothing changes. So, you know, when the universe is presenting something to you, and you know that something needs to happen, it's best to be the one steering the ship rather than the universe doing it for you, because then shit can really hit the fan. I do see some struggle with making that move. Mm-hmm. And some of it is self-limiting beliefs and fear. But I do see it's a necessary move.
I do want to back that up for you, Heather. Hi, Cheryl. Yeah. This is Carolyn. But as you were speaking and asking your question, I immediately heard the words, not yet, not yet. And then Spirit followed it up by saying, choose into the firmest foundation. And what I'm receiving is that by you making a choice of moving, because it's the choice of the firmest foundation that is being offered in a move, will pull you and take you out of a repetitive pattern or cycle that you've been in. Have there been moves in the past where, you know, it didn't feel exactly stable or secure or a firm foundation? They're really pointing to you in a direction of not yet, and when the time comes, choose the firmest foundation.
That's actually been like the biggest struggle for us. Like, where do we go? Where do we go? And what does that look like?
Okay.
Heather, did you have more for her, Heather?
I'm tuning in more, so I'm going to let everybody
okay.
go before I put this together, because
okay.
I'm getting, like, little bits and pieces.
Okay, Tommy, are you picking up on anything?
Yeah, the only thing that I got was this is a big lifestyle change, and there's a lot of fear there, worry about what might happen, and ultimately, I think, just kind of need to get out of the way and just work everything through as far as financially how that's going to work out. But I see some obstacles, but ultimately I think it seems to be this is what needs to happen.
Well, and that's what I think. I think it needs to happen, but I don't have it clearly envisioned, if that makes sense.
Sure.
And
also, there's this sense of fear, too, and that's normal.
You're
totally, you know?
Right on.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it seems that often, as human beings, you know, we're often kind of bound by fear of change, you know, fear of the unknown. But, you know, that's why situations present themselves, you know, because we're not meant to be in a place where we're stuck. Everything's constantly moving all the time, you know. And
so I'm good with, like, moving and moving on. I just don't know if the places that I've chosen are the right places. So I think that's where the fear stems from.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not picking up on as far as the place goes. I think it really comes down to the intent behind it, and that's more important than necessary a location.
Mm. Cheryl, and this is Dennis. Has Dad crossed?
Biological father has crossed.
Okay, I thought so, because I've got a father figure here in my room here, so I thought there must have been a father figure that's crossed for you, because here he is. Biological father. Was this cancer? Do you know if it was cancer or some sort of illness?
I believe heart attack.
Okay, heart attack. Okay, that's fine. Okay, are you in a relationship at the moment?
Yes.
Okay, 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 okay. Have you been feeling like there's been some pressure and stress on the relationship?
No, not at all.
No? Okay. Okay. Were you and your biological dad not close?
Correct. We were not close.
Okay. Because he makes me kind of feel like he kind of wants to make amends. He would love to make amends. And, I mean, that's not something that you need to necessarily jump on board just because, you know, he's here or whatever. It's really your decision. But he makes me feel like he wants to make amends, or he kind of wants to make up for lost time. It's that kind of a feeling of wanting to make amends. I just keep hearing the word wanting to make amends, wanting to kind of build the bridges type thing. He's talking about and saying how he knows things weren't easy, and he's saying how he should have been there, but he wasn't. He keeps saying, I should have been there, but I wasn't. And he's just wanting to apologize. He's wanting to apologize, and he's saying, sorry, I should have been there, like I should have been, but I wasn't, and I apologize for that. And he's taking the responsibility on his shoulders, so he's saying, I know that was me, that was on me, that was on me. And he goes, and I own that. But he's wanting you to know that he's there for you on the spirit side of life. He's like, I know I should have been there, but I wasn't. And what's he saying? Again, he's just saying, that's on my shoulders, it's all on me. But he's saying, I do support you, I do love you, and I do support you. And he goes, I see it from the perspective that I have now on the spirit side of life. I get it and I see it. And, you know, he's saying some of my decisions and choices, I should have, you know, the couldas, the shouldas, the wouldas, yeah, I've got plenty of them. He's saying, I've got heaps of them, you know. There's a lot of things I could have done better. There's a lot of things I should have said, and you know. But he's saying, I just want you to know that that I own it. All the stuff that I did, I own it, and I just want you to know that I'm working on myself, and I would really love for us to kind of make amends, and I want you to know that I am there for you, is what he's saying to me. So I'll pass that on to you.
Well, I've never stopped loving him. I've come to terms in realizing that, you know, his life wasn't easy, and
yeah.
I can't judge that, and you know, my love for him would never falter because of what he experienced. Of course,
right.
I want to be a better dad, but
yeah,
you know, it was what it was. So
yeah, God, oh God, love you. That's great. Okay, okay,
So hold off on the move. I'm just kind of
telling me.
I'm glad he came.
I'll just finish with this. He's saying, don't second guess yourself, because when you second guess yourself, you get into your headspace, and then you're too conflicting. Like, it's just too conflicting. Don't second guess yourself. Go with the first thing. He's saying, go with the first thought. Go with that gut feeling. Trust yourself. You know, don't second guess yourself, because he's saying, when you second guess yourself, then it just gets muddled up and it gets confusing, and then you're back at square one again. So he's like, don't second guess yourself. Don't second guess yourself.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Welcome.
Cheryl, I don't know if I've picked up on this with you before, but I'm getting a grandmother. And for some reason, I'm getting the word peanut.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm not sure. So that's, I think she's saying it's a validation. It's a validation, peanuts. So is there
okay.
a connection?
Definitely.
Does that?
Definitely.
Okay. All right. And I also see doilies. And she's saying, settle down, honey. Your anxiety is getting the best of you. And I see these. She's showing me faith, allow, and balance. And you need to write those down and hang it on your wall. She's like, plaster that shit on your wall, honey.
Faith,
allow,
and balance.
And balance. Those are three areas of focus. And she says, I don't know what it is with the peanuts. I'm like, yeah, peanuts. Okay. So what is it with the peanuts? I got to ask.
Okay. So, well, and I don't even know. She loves peanuts. Her So my biological grandfather, the only time he ever came to visit us after they were divorced, he brought us some peanuts and gave us a $5 bill. So those are the immediate that I'm connecting. I know, it sounds funny, doesn't it? I hope I'm not boring the audience because this is...
No, I love it.
And
I
miss...
Okay,
and so mother or paternal or maternal side?
All right, let me ask. I'm getting right side. Paternal.
Okay.
Is it paternal?
It is. Yep.
So I'm also getting like a clock face, like on a church. So, and she's steering me. She's trying to help me answer your question. She's saying, childhood home, familiar surroundings. She touches your hair. You feel her touching your hair. And she says, home is all about who it's with and the love. No matter where you go, you will always be home.
Mm-hmm.
And put that in your heart and not worry about so much where you're going, but who you're going with. And faith, allow, and balance. That's all going to take you in the right direction. And she's sitting in a rocking chair, and she's got, there's a table beside her with a doily on it. Did she crochet doilies?
No.
All right. I just see her sitting next to an old antique table with a doily on top of it. She loves that thing.
That in her fancy dining room, or I'm sorry, living room. But she has such a connection to my biological grandfather. So she had a lot of doilies from his family across the pond.
Mm.
So.
All right. Well, she loved that thing. So that's why I was asking if she made them, because she just had a connection with it. So she's touching your hair. She's touching your hair. So when you feel like that, your hair moving, that's her. She loves your hair.
She always did. How awesome for the both of them to come through together. I'm just kind of bewildered and so grateful.
Well, he's handing her flowers.
Handing her flowers?
Yeah. There are in the white. In the afterlife. Well, there's a little bit of white in them, but I see some yellow, too.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of flowers they are, but I see some yellow. Is there significance with flowers?
Yellow flowers, specifically. So that's amazing.
Yellow?
Yeah.
Yeah, yellow.
So they're together.
That
warms my heart.
Yes. And just know in the afterlife that all the stuff that happened in the human life is all dissolved. And we come back together as one energy and spirit, as a soul family. So
and that's all I ever wanted. Like even growing up, you know, for everyone to live in harmony and just get along. And you know, as a youngster, going through these kind of awkward situations and not having any control, right? You are commanded to do this and that and the other. I think it kind of formed kind of a shield around myself. So when you speak about going back to your dreamlike, childlike state, like I have a hard time getting there. I feel like I was kind of stumped at out of the gate.
There's trauma that needs to be released, limited beliefs and habits that need to be released. I'll work with you on that.
Okay. I should probably let y'all. Well, again, thank you. I know I definitely over.
Let's see if anybody else has anything. I just want to make sure we get everybody in. Tommy, you got anything?
No, I get that. No, thank you. Thank you, everyone. I'm just so grateful.
No, well, we haven't gone around the table yet.
That's pretty cool.
Tommy, you got anything?
No, I don't. Love and light.
Okay. Carolyn, you are. Dennis, did everybody already go?
Yeah, I think they did.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. Thanks, Cheryl. We love you.
No, love you too. Thank you.
Talk to you soon, honey. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So let's go on to the next caller,
which
is, I've been keeping track of the numbers so that I don't pick up the same caller. Ryan used to do that all the time, and he's totally laughing at me right now. So it's probably going to happen. All right, let's do 208. Area code 208. Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello. Yes, I'm Stacy, and I'm from Mountain Home, Idaho.
Stacey.
Oh, hi, Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
How can we help you tonight? Do you have a question or something you need?
Yes, I actually do have a question. I am trying to find out, and this is going to sound crazy, hopefully not, if my best friend from my past life is going to reunite with me in this life.
Do you have a dog?
You mean reincarnate?
Yeah, I mean, well, I was told that he had reincarnated, but
I'm
wondering
if... Do
you have a dog, Stacy? No, I do not. I don't have any pets.
That's the first thing I saw. It might
be
wrong to somebody else, but...
As soul families, I don't see him near you right now, but I'm sure probably in the near future he's going to be, I'm not getting much on that.
Do you want me to give a name?
No, you don't have to do that unless you want to.
Well, I don't know if it'd help you find him or anything. I don't know.
Go ahead. What's his name?
His name, in our past lives, his name was Francis Lovell.
So did you, I don't know what this dog is about. Have you had a dog before?
No, I have not.
So you're not a dog person?
Well, I can't have pets where I'm at.
So maybe it's with somebody else who's on the air waiting. But I just keep getting this dog jumping in, this golden retriever. All right. I'm going to allow you guys to check in while I tune in, try to clear it. I'm going to light some sage.
Okay.
So you and Francis had a relationship in a past life? You were like husband and wife?
I'm sorry?
You had a relationship with Francis in a past life?
He was my very best friend in my past life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to find out if we are going to be reunited in this life or not.
You know, I almost feel like he's one of your guides right now. Is anybody else picking that up?
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
yeah,
I'm getting a woman, not as a man, female energy.
Yeah.
You know, right away I did receive for her a no, that, and I did validate that, that no, you will not be reunited in this life from, you know, one life to another, but he is waiting for you when your natural time of parting comes.
Okay.
And I did receive that twice, so, yeah. And again,
but definitely watching over.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
Okay,
watching
you know
over.
What? I can't shake this dog thing, and what I really want to say is that he's going to come to you. And I see a golden retriever, or it looks like a golden retriever, the same color, kind of a mid-sized dog, he's going to visit you through this dog. So when a dog comes up to you out of nowhere and just loves on you, and you're like, what? And you don't even know this dog, that's him. So... but I feel like I don't feel like he's here. He's not incarnated. He's not playing in this lifetime. Like, he wants to take a break from this crap. But he's going to visit you as that dog. And I can't shake it. That's what it is. So I would love it. Are you on the Sacred Embers group?
No, I'm not.
Oh, if you could join the Sacred Embers group, I would love to hear when that happens. So
definitely, just
join it and let me know, because this is definitely going to happen. He's saying because dogs are the most they're the easiest to communicate through. Dogs, birds, animals. Mostly, but he has this liking to golden retriever like dog. So that's he's gonna come give you a kiss.
That's so
okay.
Kidding. Oh God, a dog. That's this is making me laugh right now. I'm sorry. This is it's so fitting for him. It's actually
Tell me about that.
Well, there was kind of a not very nice thing that was said back in the day, back when we were both alive, before when we were together, a thing that was written that was not very nice, and he was referred to as a dog. So this is actually rather humorous. I just had to strike me, and I'm like, oh, my good God. That's
right,
my dog.
That's the validation right there.
That's an inside thing.
Well, I'm glad I could pull that out. I couldn't shake the dog, so there you go. It was for you.
You're persistent. That was
good. I just had that hit me. That's what it is. Yeah, because
okay,
I don't have any pets. I can't have any right now. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that makes sense, because I lit my Palo Santo and it still wasn't going away.
This is awesome. So you definitely get that he is one of my spirit guides?
He is watching over you, yes.
Wow.
Yes,
for sure.
Watching over you, waiting, yes.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
Yes, he was very, very one. We were very close. I was kind of hoping that
that's
we would
awesome.
Meet again in this life, but that's good.
Yeah.
Well, your energies are still together, so just know that.
Does he have any messages or anything?
for me.
Do you drink tea?
I do.
Okay, he has a cup of tea. He has a cup of tea with you. He prefers Earl Grey, he said.
He would. He would.
Anybody else got any messages?
I don't.
Stacy, this is Dennis. Do you have, has Mum crossed for you?
No.
Okay.
My parents are
the grandmother. There is a female that's kind of wanting to step forward from the spirit side of life.
Do we possibly think that it is from that past life? It might very well be.
Did somebody have cancer in the family that crossed, whether it be a grandmother or someone like that? Not from a past life, from this one.
I'm trying to think. I think, is it male or female?
There's a female.
Okay, I had an aunt that had pancreatic cancer.
That, okay, an aunt, yeah, that feels, yeah. There's a female that had cancer that's stepping forward for you. It doesn't feel like a grandmother. Because I thought mother, but then you said, no, it's not mum, so it must be an auntie, let me say. There's a female that had cancer that you're stepping forward, and she has the husband with her. Her husband's there as well, so they're together. So it's husband and wife, and she's stepping forward, and she has cancer. She had cancer. I'm not sure. She's talking about whether it was misdiagnosed, whether it was diagnosed as one thing, but then it was really something else, or was kind of misdiagnosed, or it was misdiagnosed. She's talking about it was misdiagnosed. They thought it was one thing, but really it was another. And by the time they realized it and tried to treat it, it was kind of a little too late. It's that kind of a feeling. And she's just talking about how she's with you and she sees what's going on. She makes me feel like she's got the husband there with her as well. So he's crossed as well, but she crossed first. She makes me feel like she crossed first and he's come sometime later, but she's reunited. Is this mum's side? So mum's sister?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So this is just her way of letting you know, stepping forward, saying, hello, I'm here, I wanted to show up today because I knew you'd be doing this. And it's just her way of letting you know that I see what goes on and everything's good. Are you thinking about moving, or have you been thinking about moving or planning a move or entertain the idea of possibly a move? There might be someone in the family that's thinking about moving, or they're entertaining the idea of possibly moving, so there's that going on. So it's just the auntie's way of letting you know, hey, I see what goes on, and I know what you guys have got planning. I can see what goes on. So I don't know if it's not you, then it's someone in the family connected to that might be thinking about moving or entertaining or talking about the idea of possibly moving. So what else? Are you retired?
No.
Okay. Talking about wanting to take a bit of a step back, a bit of a breather. Have you got lots going on? I just feel like I need to take a bit of a step back, like I need to take a breath. Like I'm really, really busy, but I just need to slow down a bit. It's that kind of a, let's just take a bit of a step back and breathe and have a bit of a relaxed time. Like, have you got lots going on, or you've had lots going on? Because
I've had a lot going on.
Okay, so that's her way of letting you know, hey, I see what goes on. And she's talking about, she wants you to kind of take a bit of a time, take some time out for yourself. She's talking about, I want you to take some time out for you. Put yourself first and take some time out for you and just use this time to just get back to yourself, breathe, you know, go out and do something fun, take some time out because it's been quite busy and hectic. And she's just talking about taking some time to just be. So, yeah, she loves you with all her heart, and she's still there. And she goes, even though it's been a long time, but I'm still with you, and I'm still here, and very much. And she's like, I feel more alive now than I ever did. So she's, you know, lots and lots of love from her, and I'll love and leave you with that.
Goodness.
Anybody else?
Yeah, Tom. Yeah, you
I just kind of think about the same thing with the grandma energy, just loving, and caring, and very supportive.
So, what I am getting is, I'm being asked to relate to you. So, you very much love and have a fascination with past lives. Would this be true?
Very.
Okay. So, and it is a very fascinating and interesting subject, especially, you know, when we have that knowing of, you know, where we've been and who we've been with. They're asking me to ask you to also dedicate to some time to your living in the now and living in this life fully. And you can call on your spirit guides to help you do that and bring situations to you. Do you like to get out socially or not so much?
Not so much.
Okay. Do you wish to?
Not really. I'm more of kind of just being outside and enjoying nature.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's amazing. Yeah, so they're just asking to, you know, just follow your joys in this life and the now, as well as dedicating the time that you do with your past lives, but calling your spirit guides to, you know, ask them to bring certain situations to you if you wish to. If you enjoy hiking outside in nature, you know, I know that there's different hiking groups on, I think it's called Meetup or group apps that you can download and meet people in nature and hiking. But it's all about what brings you joy. But they're just highlighting and asking you to also not to forget about this life and to, you know, find and follow your joys in this life.
Okay.
Yeah, I totally agree with that because I feel like you're getting some bleed-throughs from your past life. Like some echoes. And you probably noticed that too.
Now, what does that mean?
What is it? I guess I would compare it to like a deja vu, like moments where you feel like you've been there before, or I'm getting a lot of like parallel life living right now where.
Yeah.
Where it can be a little bit confusing. But it also, there's also some things that you're meant to be here to heal from those past lives as well as the present life.
Mm-hmm.
Are you dealing with some depression?
So it's just kind of get.
I'm sorry?
Are you dealing with some depression?
No.
No, because it just feels like a kind of a separation from the here and now occasionally. It's almost like I see this parallel life that's really close together. And
yes, it is.
Yeah, it's, and that's okay, but it's also, learning how to walk in this physical lifetime as being separate from that parallel life that's so close to you. It can get really staticky, keeping them so close together. So it's kind of like letting go of the past life. It'll always be there with you, and you'll always remember it, you know, in many lives. But it's like letting go of that to allow for your true path purpose in this lifetime. It's hard to understand right now, and I don't even understand it, how I'm seeing it, but it's just something to keep in mind. But what you have and enjoy from that past lifetime and parallel life is still there. It'll always be there, but it's about really embracing life and living life to the fullest, which I feel like you are. But
yeah,
there's a lot of echoing from this other energy. So it's about discernment, about figuring out which is which. So I'm seeing the word clarity.
Yeah, and to reiterate what we were saying earlier, Heather, is, you know, universal energy matches us where we are, where we have our focus. And so, you know, if our main focus is on past life experiences, then, you know, those synchronicities and echoes and deja vus are going to, you know, show up and be highlighted. And so for sure, it's a great situation to hold and to visit and to remember, but, you know, not at the expense of taking us out of the current and the now of our joy.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think right now, you know, as the energies are shifting, people are experiencing a lot of different things that they don't quite know or understand. And but it's good to kind of tap in and connect with your energies and figure out what this is, for sure. Do you regularly meditate, Heather?
Not regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a couple of times, three or four times a year I did.
Yeah. The reason I had asked you if you were depressed, because I was just wondering, because a lot of times people that, you know, sometimes depending on our moods, we kind of vacillate between the past and you know, and myself included. But, you know, like Heather mentioned, you know, being present, meditating regularly, you know, kind of put everything in perspective for you. Do you have a preferred technique that you do when you meditate, or?
Actually, I was going to a class when I was doing it.
Okay. You know, I had mentioned earlier it was about the binaural beats, and you can go on YouTube, and they're free. You just need some earbuds, and that will help kind of align frequencies also for you.
Okay.
They even have some for sleep. They're like 8 hours long, but... a long time.
That's really great advice for meditation and the sound frequencies. Yeah. So we're going to move on to the next caller. But thank you so much, Stacy, for calling. It was really great talking to you.
Well, thank you.
Yes, we hope to talk to you again soon.
Take care.
All right, you have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. Area code 917, you're on the air. Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from? Hello? Area code 917?
Hello?
917-538. Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from? You're on the air. Hello? Can you hear us? 917-538? Are you there? Oh, I'm not picking her up.
I guess maybe we're not getting her.
Try it one more time. Hi, area code 917. Can you hear us? No, I guess we're not getting that.
Oh.
So that is the last of the callers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, great show, everybody. Wow. That was amazing.
Yeah,
we had a bunch of people in the chat room too.
Yes,
okay.
I like the
actually,
people
I tried
in the
to
chat.
Get in. I tried to get into it once and it said full.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
But that was a wonderful show.
It was a good show. Well done, everyone.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you all for being here tonight. I really appreciate it. Let's go around and just, again, give our information. Dennis, why don't you start?
Sure. So I'm Dennis Miranda. You can reach me on my website, which is dennismiranda.com, or you can find me on my Facebook page, Spiritual Connections, or alternatively through the Sacred Embers team. And thank you to our hostess, but the mostess.
Yeah, right. Okay. Carolyn?
Yes. Anyone feel free to reach out to me again. I am a psychic medium. I am certified as a Holy Fire Reiki practitioner and a life coach and energy coach. And you can reach me on my Facebook business page. Feel free to message me. It's under Carolyn, K-A-R-O-L-Y-N, or on Instagram under Carolyn Joy, J-O-Y, Medium. And thank you for having me.
Yay.
Hi, I'm Tony Psychic Healer Medium. You can right now reach me at my email, tomkelso22@gmail.com. I'd be more than happy to chat with you or ask questions. Thank you.
Cool.
Yes, we're happy to have you on tonight, Tommy.
Absolutely.
I am Heather Hilton Hartford. I'm in the Sacred Embers group, and I have a website called commongroundhealing.com and a Facebook page called Common Ground Cafe. I am a psychic medium. I am a healer. I do medical medium too. Life-centered therapy, probably already said that. Life coach and a intuitive tarot card reader. So if you want to book an appointment, just go on my website. And that's it. Any last words, y'all?
Just thank you so much for welcoming me.
Thank you, everyone. It was a great show. Carolyn, can I ask you a quick question while I've got you, just while before we hang up, if you don't mind?
Sure.
Carolyn? Yeah, do you have a grandmother that's in spirit? There's a grandmother on Mum's side.
Yes, my grandmother is Hannah.
I thought so, because she's like, what about me? I'm like, oh, darling, were you waiting for your turn too? She's like, yeah. Oh, God, love her. She's so sweet. She's like, I just wanted to let my Carolyn know that I love her and that I'm here and I support her. I was like, okay, well, I'll pass the message on, darling. So there you go. Grandma says
thank
hi.
You. Oh, she's so sweet.
Thank you.
And I don't like when I get messages, I don't like sitting on them. There's no point in doing that. So I just thought I had to pass it on to you before we go. So there you go.
Oh, thank you. That's so interesting, Dennis, because just a couple nights ago, I was speaking to a friend of mine back in my home state, a medium friend of mine, and the grandmother that you just mentioned, her husband came through a couple nights ago.
Oh.
So my grandfather on my mother's side. So that's interesting. This week is about my maternal grandparents, so I appreciate it.
Wow, that's awesome. You're
more than a smooth coming from Kevin.
What's that?
I said it sounds so smooth the way he delivers it to us, his voice.
Yes. So nice.
So
I love it.
You're welcome.
So I had my tarot cards laying out, and I didn't use them much tonight, but I have this mostly black cat. It's a tuxedo cat, so she's got like a white mustache. But she's always around when I'm channeling spirit, always like all over me. So she ate my Ace of Wands. What do you think that means?
Oh.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
I know,
wow.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to figure that out.
No.
Somehow she picked it out of the deck and chewed the hell
she's
out
like
of
your
it,
protector,
so.
Hey. Is she
yeah.
like your, is she your, like your protector, hey?
Well, she's my son.
She looks
out
of you. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. What a close bond. Oh, that's special.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Anyway. Wow. That's cool.
So, yeah. Well, do you guys get any thoughts on that? Message me. But thank you so much. It was a great show. You guys really lifted my spirits. I got my energy back. I got my mojo back. And I love you all very much from the bottom of my heart. So thank you all.
Thanks,
right,
guys.
All right. I'm going to end.
Thank you.
I'm going to end the show now.
Okay.
So I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. See ya.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See ya.